Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you have reached Journey of the Light and host with John White here in downtown Lilydale, New York. In a little while, we're going to have a special guest come on the air, Jen Shepherd, and she's a medium and a teacher and one of the guest mediums here at Lilydale. And I'd like to introduce you to our host, Joyce.
Welcome to another edition of Journey of Light with Reverend John C. White. He's a registered medium here at Lilydale, the Vice President of the Spiritual Science Fellowship in Montreal, Canada, and of course, a longtime teacher, medical intuitive, past life regressionist. And our special guest tonight is Jen Shepherd. Jen is from Edinburgh, Pennsylvania. She is the newly minted spiritual leader of the Unity Church in Edinburgh. She is a psychic medium, a healer, and in fact, one of the first students of well-known Qigong master Robert Peng. And Jen is going to talk to us about her journey tonight, and she's also going to be taking calls for messages just like Reverend White. So, John?
Okay, so Jen's going to connect us with us in a few moments. Okay, let me start off by a poem. If you know me, I love poetry. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be intuitive, creative, and intelligent? Who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within you. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And one of the ways that you get to let your light shine is that you awaken what is called in the Bible the gifts of the Spirit. And we practice those gifts here at Lilydale. In the Bible, in Corinthians, it talks about the ability to discern the Spirit. Well, that means being able to tune into and focus on different people who have passed on and to know what their intent are in working with the angels. We also have in practice here at Lilydale the gift of healing. And in fact, right now in the Healing Temple in Lilydale, if you're in town, there are people who are doing laying on of hands in the Healing Temple. And in the summertime, twice a day, they have all these beautiful healers that work with us at the Healing Temple. And we also teach healing here at Lilydale. And then there's another gift that's called the gift of prophecy. And the gift of prophecy is being able to tune into your future possibilities. Well, we all know that you're the one that makes your own happiness or unhappiness as you obey or disobey nature's physical and spiritual laws. Or another way of saying it, you are creating your own destiny. And when you come to see people like myself and also Jen, who's going to be with us in a few moments, we tell you what you're creating. We're just the messenger. Okay, Joyce, do we have Jen on the line?
Jen is going to be with us in just a few moments, but in the meantime, we have a caller, Dolores, from State College, Pennsylvania, and Dolores would like to connect with her spirit guides tonight, and she's kind of looking for any message that her spirit guides might have. Again, it's Dolores from State College, Pennsylvania. Dolores, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dolores. How are you tonight?
Hi, John. I'm good.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you a question first. Have you ever been to Japan?
No.
Now, the reason why I'm asking that question, all of a sudden I saw a passport book and I got a feeling of Japan with you. Now, remember, we could talk about future possibilities, okay? And the other feeling
okay.
I got, the reason why I'm talking about that is that I did feel an Asian teacher, a spirit guide, an Asian teacher around you, okay? And the feeling that I got with that is that I saw you taking courses and working with energy. Have you ever taken a martial art?
No.
Well, Qi Kung isn't necessarily a martial art, but it is learning how to control your life force through your breath, okay? And also, they use, do you know what I mean by Reiki healing?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because that's also Asian. You do that, okay.
Okay.
And that's why you have that spirit guide that's Asian around you. And, you know, there's a very famous man, Einstein, said it's all about energy. That's all there is to it. And so a person who is a master at manifesting and creating beautiful things in their life is a person who has learned how to manage and direct their energy in a very positive way. So, yes, you do have a guide around you, and I feel as though they're Asian, okay? And, again,
okay.
Even though this whole thing about Japan may be not even in your imagination at this time, I do believe I'm going to tell you that anyway, because I feel as though there's something about that in your future. So just let that happen by itself, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dolores. Thank you, honey.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So I believe we have Jen on the line. Hello, Jen.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Well, how
Hi,
are you?
Hi, John. Good. How are you doing?
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey. I know you as a teacher and a visiting medium that comes to Lilydale and works at Lilydale. And I hear that you're also a minister of the Unity Church.
Yes, I've been serving at a Unity Church for a couple of years, and this past week I was named their spiritual leader. So that's been rather exciting. Yes, and it kind of flows real nicely. We moved a lot of you've been there before, that a lot
yes.
of our Bolts of Love programs have been there, so it seems really appropriate to just add that all together.
Okay. Now, I know you've also been to England to take courses. Is that true?
No, I've been to the Journey Within Spiritualist Church, and I've studied with the British mediums who teach at Arthur Findlay.
Okay. Well, do you know what?
So
Maybe I'm telling you something that hasn't happened yet. You know?
Yeah, you've actually told me that about three times now. So.
Okay. Well, at least I'm consistent.
I'm sure it'll happen.
At least I'm consistent.
Yes.
Well, Joyce is on the line here, too, and she just wants to say hello.
Hello,
Hi,
Joyce.
Jen, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Jen, you have been a psychic medium and a minister and a teacher for a while now, and I just wanted to ask you, for our callers, how did you get started on this journey that's, you know, so unique for so many people? I know you started as a school teacher, right?
Yes, I did. I was a middle school teacher for a little over 10 years. And during that time, I started learning energy work, Qi Kung and Reiki. Actually, a man named Michael Hironas was the first that introduced me to some of that. And my husband was really into energy work and the Tao. And so that's kind of what allowed it to start. And then while he was ill, we did a lot of extra searching for healing and such through the spiritualist churches. So that's how I ended up getting hooked up through the spiritualist churches. was that search and that journey.
And when did you start having mediumship experiences? Because I know it kind of folded together, right? The healing and the mediumship and the psychic experiences.
Yeah, I mean, I can rewind my brain back to when I was wee little and, you know, telling my parents about somebody standing at the foot of my bed and, you know, being told I had a nightmare and things like that. So I think it's always been prevalent, but I didn't start studying or understanding until the energy and healing work. And then being involved in the churches and meeting people like John, who took me to other teachers. And then so I did a lot of studying through the teachers at Lilydale and then also at the Journey Within in New Jersey.
Beautiful. Jen, for our people on the line, can you tell us the difference between psychic ability and mediumship?
Sure. So psychic is a soul-to-soul communication. It's a reflecting back what the other person's soul already knows and already has within them and their energy around them. And the mediumship is the link to the spirit, loved ones, spirit as a whole for that person. So
now you do teach, you teach mediumship yourself, don't you?
Yes, I do. We teach that out of Bolts of Love. And we have, in fact, we have quite a few of the Lilydale mediums that demonstrate with me and help with that, which we're very grateful for.
Yes, I've had the opportunity of working with you also in that beautiful Unity Church.
Yes, yes. Hopefully you'll be down again. We have the that big medium night again in May. So that's always
Jen,
fun to have all you guys down.
We did forget to mention that you were the we forgot to mention you're the co-founder of Bolts of Love, and I think there was an interesting story behind where that title came from. Do you want to share that with us?
Oh, sure. So, Karen McGrath and Aaron Stoltz are beautiful supporters and friends, and I was having a rather rough time, like anybody does, and I couldn't understand why some people are mean and why do people do this and that. And in my moment of asking those questions, their response to me was that we needed to just hit people with bolts of love. And Karen explained how she had done that through her life, even though it ended up being a little bit of a joke. She talked about praying for other people and sending out those bolts of love and that light, and how she actually saw that in action with members of her friends and family. So, and then it became like, well, we need big lightning bolts, you know, to really handle that well. And so that's where the name came from, was, you know, a moment of levity and you know, when people are trying to help each other out. And we decided that that's really what was needed, to try to get people together, to spread that, and to share stories, and to realize that we could all learn from each other's story, that everybody has something to share that's beautiful. So that's where it all started. And now this is actually anniversary of our fourth year this week. So it's been quite
the
journey.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now, if you'd like to phone in, you can phone in to Journeys of Light at 818-739-8818. 818-739-8818. And also, Joyce will be taking emails for those of you who know how to email us and text us.
Okay. And now, Jen,
yes.
Both you and John are psychic mediums, so... are you comfortable with taking a few questions from callers?
Sure. I'm sure John will play back up.
Okay, so we actually have a text message from Dawn in Holiday, Florida. What a wonderful place to be, Holiday, Florida. Dawn wants to know, she's crossing her fingers and praying, do you see her relocating permanently to Florida?
Well, That's an interesting question, because I firmly believe that when we ask questions like that, that we've put some energy in motion already, and then it's some of the choices we make in order to follow through. So as I'm talking and as you were reading, I actually have some cards in front of me. I'm sorry, could you tell me her name again?
Dawn.
Dawn, thank you. And I actually, while you were asking, I had pulled a freedom card for her. So it goes along with what I was feeling, that it's really up to her, that there's a great bit of freedom in what she wants to do. And if she wants to, and I'm also understanding that the need to be outdoors for her is great. So I'm not sure of Holiday, Florida, you know, what part of Florida that's in, but it does seem that the need to be outside for her is a great one. And if Florida fits the bill for that, it feels like she can make the choices to actually make that happen. But it also feels like it's necessary for her to make choices that are based in the idea of health and the idea of warmth for herself, and all based in that location choice. Is this a text, or is she available to speak?
It was a text, but I can give her a call. But I do know she did say it was for her health in particular, and she was worried she wouldn't be able to because she's a Canadian, eh?
Oh, okay.
You know,
because it does feel health related there.
Yeah, that's spot on.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about mediumship. There are a lot of people listening, and Jen, people are actually listening from Australia. Okay, if I could give you my Australian accent, I would go into it, but I'll save you from that. And also
okay.
From England, people are listening, and also all over
beautiful.
North America. Okay.
Okay.
So let me ask you this question. How do you feel mediumship has helped you and guided you in your life as an individual?
So I can understand through the mediumship that I have an actual connection with spirit, and through that connection can actually feel where information is coming from, and especially when I do that for other people. It's not, fortunately or unfortunately, it's not so easy when I do that for myself, but the aspect of doing that for others and the aspect of knowing that that's possible and that there is not an end to any of this, that there's a fluidity and that love is forever. I don't know, it has allowed me a space to live in a way that I'm not sure I could have otherwise. You know, it's that
beautiful
freedom to make choices and to know that we're loved regardless.
Now, is there one story about, you know, one of your ancestors or someone that you love very much on the other side of life coming to visit you? And can you kind of put it in perspective for us, for those people who are out there and they have those experiences, but we don't really understand them again? So is there one that sticks out in your mind that really helped you open your faith and your belief in God and life after life?
Sure. So I'll give you one that's really life after life here.
Okay, good.
So it's probably about a year after my husband passed, and my family really, really needed a vehicle, a car. And it was so that we could, you know, go to work and such like that. So I had prayed for guidance for how to find a vehicle we could afford. And I was at a function, and a friend of mine, that was actually a mutual friend of mine and my husband's, said, well, call my car guy, you know, like you normally do, call my car guy. So I called her car guy, and the gentleman says, you know, come in, I have the perfect one for you to test drive. And when I got there, they couldn't find the car anywhere, couldn't find it. In fact, in its place was a little green Prius. Now, if I back up the story just a little bit, right after I had prayed for a car, I received a dream in which I was flying a little spaceship, and I didn't understand it. I thought that was very cute. So the gentleman says, well, I guess we're going to have to test drive this car because there's no other car around. So we get in this little Prius, and I looked at the dashboard, and I said, oh, my goodness, it's a spaceship. Here it is. This is my dream. It looked like a little spaceship. And then I'm driving the test drive, and I looked in the back seat, and I said, why are there extra tires in the back seat? And he said, well, the gentleman that turned this in had bought new tires and then decided he no longer wanted the car. So you get two sets of tires with the car. Well, my husband was absolutely insane about me always having two sets of tires for the car. So between the dream and the fact that he did know before he passed that I always fancied a Prius and that there were extra sets of tires, I knew, and that they couldn't find the original car, I knew that somehow my prayer, he had taken that and made sure that I knew he was behind it to show me that there was this car there that I could choose to get or not. I did end up getting that car, and it lasted me a little while. But, you know, it's those signs. It's, you know, it's knowing that you can't make that stuff up, you know, that your loved ones are around and that they hear you and they're still trying to help.
Beautiful. What an amazing story of the bond of love between this world and the next. As a teacher, Jen, can you tell us a little bit about the clairvoyant ability and clairaudient ability, and what are the five modalities of intuition, and perhaps what is one of your strongest modalities?
Okay. So what I've discovered recently, and it's the idea that, and I'm not sure if this is the way everybody translates it, but the idea that it's all based on some kind of clairsentience, that we get and clairsentience meaning clair feeling. So for me, I've always been able to feel that clairsentience, and I do a lot of what's called clair knowing now, where I'm not quite sure where it's coming from, but the information is there and present. But
what I've
come to understand is that we are so connected energy-wise with spirit, but our bodies have to translate the spirit's energy and what spirit's transferring to us in some way that we can. And those translations from that feeling of the energy can turn into allowing us to feel like we're hearing it, to allow us to feel like we're seeing it, to knowing it, to smelling it, to tasting all that information. But most of mine is through sensations in my body. It gets translated that way. It gets translated into a clair knowing. And I'm a great one for having to translate things through music or movies. I tend to get a lot of movies, okay. And then I get the translations that way for my symbology.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Joyce, our producer, has a question.
Okay.
Hey,
Jen.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi. We have a question from someone who's a big fan of yours. This is Ginger from Fredonia, New York. And she wants to ask you, how are you supposed to know if spirit wants you to be a medium to do the work professionally?
Okay. So, again, some of that is within our free will. But here's what I'll say. It's like, are we pigeonholing the word medium into one spot, saying that it has to be a platform-type demonstration medium or a one-on-one reading medium? I mean, my understanding of mediumship is the bridging the gap between the two worlds. So you can bridge the gap through healing. You can bridge the gap by listening to each other and being very, very present. You know, you can be that presence in any type of situation and be what's termed like an everyday medium. So I think in that way, we are all called to be of service to spirit and to recognize spirit working, and we have the ability to be that everyday medium. Now, the caller, the writer,
Ginger,
thank you. It does feel like, though, that she's ready to take a next step in whatever development she's choosing, and that her ideas for herself are good ones or solid ones, you know, and to to allow a level of really understanding that you innately know what is right and how to do that. And that if there's an unfoldment moment or a knowing moment, then to develop that would be more than appropriate. But I think I would leave the door open to all styles of mediumship, the art and the writing and the speaking and the healing, and not try to pigeonhole which area, you know, based on what she sees with others, and to feel it more for herself.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much for that beautiful answer.
John, did you want to add anything, John?
No, I think that's just perfect the way that it is.
Okay, great. Well, next we have a question. It's another text message, and this is actually coming from Nicole. Nicole is actually from New York City, and this is for both of you guys. She says she understands that we all have a main guide and then many who come in during certain times of our lives to help us with something or some area in our life. She's wondering if, number one, spirit guides work with more than one person. So if they leave, are they working with someone else? And then two, when they go silent, does that mean that they have left and they're working with somebody else? Sorry, this is a long question here. Do they come back when one returns/focuses back on that particular area of their life that they were sent to help you with, or do you get a new guide for that area of your life?
Okay, let me start. Let me try to answer it this way. I have a Tibetan monk who came to me a long time ago in my development. And I've only really felt that Tibetan monk about 3 or 4 times in my life. So he's not always around me because obviously, you know, they have better things to do also, and I'm just one of his students. So we do have different guides, I believe, from my experience, that do come and go in our life, okay? And come into our lives and help us develop. Now, depending on what skill or what talent you have, that will be the type of guide that is attracted to you. And maybe this is a twofold question that I may ask you also, Jen. Jen, is there one particular guide that you feel close to?
There is. So I recognize a female guide. And what's interesting for me with her is it depends on what's going on in my life. I recognize the same energy, but I might view her different depending on how she's helping me. But it's usually the same presence.
Okay. And what about the young lady who wrote a text? About, does she have a spirit guide? And what is her name, Joyce?
Her name is Nicole, and she's from New York City.
Okay. Do you have any impressions about Nicole from New York City about spirit guides?
For her, you mean?
Yes. Or that you can you sense any of the angels that work with her? Or, you know, she's wondering if the guide comes and goes or stays around her all the time. And
yeah, I think sometimes we're more aware of our spirit helpers and then other times. And I think that's appropriate. I don't know that we need to be super aware of them all the time. I mean, I think it's kind of like a family living in one house. You're not always in the same room. You know, you're doing other things and yet you're still connected and you're still a family. It doesn't mean that, you know, you've been abandoned at any time. And I think to understand that spirit as a whole is so much bigger and so much wider and is full of so much more love than sometimes we understand, that the idea that maybe another person can also be aware of our guide and guides are helping on more than one level with several different people, I think is appropriate. I don't know that that would be a problem. You know, it's almost like us helping multiple people at the same time. You know, when we need more, maybe we're more aware, maybe when we're not. And I think sometimes our level of worry or our level of angst or anxiety gets in the way of us actually feeling the trueness of who's around us.
Okay. And now, Jen, actually, Nicole has been inspired to call us. So, Nicole, Are you with us? Can you hear us now?
Yes. Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Jen, for your answers to the question. That was so helpful. And I loved your beautiful story about your husband and how he helped you, and I'm truly sorry for your loss. Yeah, it's a beautiful story, and I actually have a follow-up question to that as we're talking about guides. And I missed the last part, as you were saying, so I'll have to go back and listen to it, but calling in, so it's a different line. But I guess I have a twofold question. First, going back to the beautiful story you told your audience, in terms of deceased loved ones coming in to help in our time of need, understood, do spirit guides do that in the physical world, just as our deceased loved ones do? Have you experienced that through other a reading or, anything along those lines?
Yeah, I think any of spirit is open to helping us if we're available or want the help. So it's interesting because just the other day I shared with some people that there was a story, and if you don't mind, I actually pulled it from A Pocket Full of Miracles, and it just comes to mind because I shared it the other day. And it's a story about a lady that had a near-death experience, and her guide, in the moment that she was seeing the light in that space, took her to a part of the other side of spirit of heaven, in which she understood it to be a place where there were a lot of depressed people, people that were gloomy, people that were hurting, and all around these people were the beings of light, our guides, our angels, and our ancestors, our past loved ones, all just waiting for them to say, please help me, because there was no way for them to do that without them expressing that they would like to help, or to have somebody through a mode, something like absent healing, express that they would like help for them. So I think it's possible on all levels of spirit for us to be given the help. It's just, are we willing to ask for it, or are we willing to ask for it on behalf of somebody else?
I just got chills on that. So, yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you. And I guess the other question, in terms of talking, and it's more about spirit guides, I know you're assigned one main or a few main, and it'll come in and help, and as we were discussing, but they might take other forms, as you were saying, you've had one take other forms, and I've experienced that. Are spirit guides assigned? So let's say you cross over and you decide to become someone's spirit guide. Are you assigned only to that human person's experience, or do you work with multiple humans in the physical world?
So one guide per one person, is that what you're asking?
Or the multiple, let's say you have a guide come in to help you with, joy,
okay,
right? So do they help more people with joy, or is there a certain amount assigned to one particular soul for that journey?
I don't know that I could honestly say that definitively, but I do know, let me just add an extra piece of vocabulary for you. So if we separate out the word guide as meaning the one that's been assigned to us, the one that we've made some kind of contract with that understands what we decided with on a soul level to come here for, and that guide may be the same one, like what John said, he's experienced from young to now, okay, and stays with us. And then if we separate out the word helper instead of guide have the word helper be the spirit, the spirit light people, the masters, the other guides that come in and go throughout our life as we are experiencing different things and different realms of life. You know, I don't know that we have to be so concerned just to know that we are being watched and guided after, and that there is a soul community that loves us more than we can even possibly imagine. You're going to have more than enough help always, and that it's greater than these singular consciousnesses or the label that we like to say guide or helper or angel. It's much more than that, and that you'll always have it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you, Nicole and Jen. You are listening
so
to
much.
Journey of Light with John White and our special guest, Jen Shepherd, from Edinburgh, Pennsylvania. If you'd like to call in with a question or to share a story of a visit with a loved one in spirit, whether that be a person or a pet or a special mystical healing, give us a call at 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And the show is featuring Reverend John White of Lilydale, New York, and Reverend Jen Shepherd of Edinburgh, Pennsylvania. And just to remind our guests, Jen is a psychic medium, a healer, a teacher, and the spiritual leader of the Unity Church in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania. And John and Jen, we actually have a caller, Deirdre from Georgia. She has a son and a best friend who have passed on, and she wants to know, can they comfort hurting people here on Earth from where they are? Deirdre, are you with us?
I am.
Hi. Hi, Deirdre. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful.
Okay. Okay, well, let me say something, and then Jen will come in on this also. I've had, obviously, many members of my family who have passed on, and to tell you the truth, I've seen most of them. I felt most of them around me. Now, it is true that I am a medium, but you don't have to be a medium in order for them to come to you. So part of the question that you're asking is, can they come help us and inspire us? I also have a car story, just like Jen. One time I had a Cadillac, and my brother who passed on said, you need to get a Toyota. What are you doing with a Cadillac? And then a couple of years later, I saw this beautiful Solera convertible, and my brother said, that's the one that I'm going to get for you. And accidentally, on purpose, it happened. So, yes, they do come to us, and they do help us and inspire us. Jen, do you have any stories about people from the other side of life coming and helping us and members of our family?
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, honey.
All right.
My son comes all the time, and the more I'm open, and I don't think I'm a medium by any means. I think I'm more open to it, and more accepting of it. I have a daughter who is not so. She's really hurt and very angry that he left her. This kind of thing, you know. And I just wonder what it is. My question is, what it is that she can do, or how I could help her to be more open so that she can also enjoy that he's really just in the next room.
Okay, so it's the little things. I'll share with you a little thing that my grandfather does with me. He's passed, and in fact, he just did it again this week, so it's fresh in my mind. But I
okay.
know he's around, and it's not a big thing, but it's the little things. So for me, it's particular music from him. So if I hear Johnny Cash, you know, Ring of Fire, and I always hear the song, and like in between something crazy like a Def Leppard song and Duran Duran, and all
right.
of a sudden there'll be like Johnny Cash in the middle.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, okay. And that makes me stop and think of my grandfather. So once you've
right.
done that once, so anything in your daughter's world, and my sense is there's some kind of special seashell memory that the two of them share from the ocean. Do you understand
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. I do.
You understand that? Okay, so
I do.
Anytime she would, you know, and I feel like she has one that's actually tangible from a trip that the two of them had. Like, do you understand that?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So little things like that, like the next time she sees a shell or a painting of a shell out, or even that color, that because it feels like an off-white, almost pinkish type color to that shell, you know, even noticing that color or the sensitivity of the wind, it feels like there's sometimes she's really perceptive of like little floaties in the wind. I know that sounds strange, but...
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
You understand? Okay, so there's like the little floaties in the wind. So those two things I know he's already reaching out to her with, but all it takes is for her to stop once and say, oh, that's you, hi. And she recognizes it once, then each time after that, it gets stronger or it becomes more fun. So now when I hear Johnny Cash, I'm like, oh, Grandpa, what are you up to today? You know, why
wow.
not, you know, or stuff
yeah.
like that.
That's
I also
kind of...
know that she had a dream. It had a little fluffy kind of animal in it, similar to a, like a little baby seal. Do you understand
uh-huh.
that?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's him reaching out to her as well.
I'll tell you about the seashell. And this is really pretty big. She got married last weekend, and one of her favorite places to go was with my father, and they live in St. Augustine on the beach. And that was a really important day, and he was there at her wedding, and they don't visit a lot together, so that was a really important day, so that makes perfect sense. Yeah,
excellent.
So yeah, well, thank you very much.
Sure, you're welcome.
Yeah,
okay, thank you, Cheryl. Thank you for calling us.
Okay, that was Deidre from Georgia, but we do have Cheryl on the line. Cheryl is calling in from Rochester, New York, and Cheryl says that she has some abilities and she's been having some psychic, spiritual, mystical experiences lately. And she wants to know if Jen and John, you can tune in and see if there's any guidance for her as to the direction she should take with it. Cheryl, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how are you tonight? Welcome to the show.
I'm great. I'm really excited that I finally hit my timing. It was great to hear your show tonight. I'm a first-time listener.
Oh, beautiful. Now, I need to ask you a question. Do you know who Louise Hay is?
Yes, I do. I have several of her books.
Well, that's what I'm... Yeah, okay, because I'm seeing them around you. That's why I asked you that question. Okay?
And
so
Doreen Virtue.
And Doreen Virtue. Okay. And I'm also seeing... symbol of the energy healing. So I do feel as though you are a healer. Now, in the end, all forms of mediumship are for the purpose of healing and helping people. But I do feel as though that listening to and reading books on that lady, okay. Louise Hay, basically will really help and guide you. Cheryl, what... thank you, Cheryl. And Jen, what do you think about this?
So, Cheryl, have you made a commitment to a personal spiritual practice yet?
I have started to do that daily, morning and evening, as well as staying in love and joy, like setting the intention each day to stay in love and joy so that I stay in a much higher positive vibration.
All right.
Is that what you mean?
Personal spiritual practice are things that you allow yourself to be with. So for me, I do Qigong when I can get outside and it's not below zero. I take walks. And you allow time for to just sit with spirit without any expectation. I mean, those are things that I do. Everybody's a little different, but I do know it feels like the commitment to some type of personal spiritual practice would allow that unfoldment for you and that extra sensitivity you need to really understand where your talent set is pulling you.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to welcome the listeners from Australia and England and all over North America. Jen, tell us a little bit about your upcoming events.
We have several in March. Celeste Elliott and I are actually going to do a demonstration and teach a class on for beginners and intermediate mediums. Lisa Williams will be with me. I'll be demonstrating with her in March also. And in May, that's the one where you usually join us, where we have the eight mediums all presenting. I love that event because you get to see so many different styles and ways of connecting to spirit. And we just fill the church, and it's just I love that night. It's just so beautiful.
Now, Jen, did you tell us earlier this summer you were going to have a special guest coming from England or the UK, a special medium guest?
I don't know. I have a lady that I met through the work I do at the Journey Within. Her name is Kim Griffin. She is coming. And in November, and you may be speaking about Cindy Kaza. Cindy Kaza is a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous platform medium, and she travels all over the country and all over the world, and she will be here. I will be doing demonstration with her in October, and she'll be doing a weekend platform mediumship workshop. So that's exciting.
Yeah, she's amazing. I've seen her at the Stump. Actually, the first year she came here, and she was pretty spectacular, so I'm excited she's going to be at your church. But I was referring to the gentleman with the handlebar mustache.
No, I really don't know, Joyce. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. well, we do have another question from someone who emailed us, Samantha from Boston. And she just wants to ask you, Jen and John, do you sense any spirit guides and angels around her or any messages coming from her guides and angels for her? Samantha of Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay, let me tune in first. Well, we're not doctors, but I did see Samantha looking at books that have to do with health. So I get a feeling she's doing things in her life right now to try to get her energy back and get her health and get a little bit more focused. So that seems to be one of the primary things that are around her. Jen, what do you think? I should say, what do you intuit, Jen?
What do I intuit? And her name again? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Joyce.
Samantha.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you. So I'm Samantha. I'm feeling a lot of questions on where to put your trust and your passions and your heartfelt, you know, and I'm feeling a lot of that having to do with your career and your work, and you know, and it's the message to really follow your passion there and to not let that get in your way, you know, to make decisions for what you're actually passionate about, especially in your career.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, Kate, you're listening to Journey of Light, and you could phone in at 818-739-8818. And we also like to send out healing, so I'm just going to say a healing prayer. We ask the great unseen healing force to remove all obstructions from our bodies and minds and to restore us to perfect health. We ask this all in sincerity and honesty, and we will do our part. We ask this great unseen healing force to help both present and absent ones in need of help. We put our trust in the love and the power of God. Jen, I believe that all forms of mediumship is for the purpose of healing. So, you know, when we say a person is a healer, we are doing this mediumship to help to heal people,
to give them encouragement. What do you think about the real purpose behind mediumship is all about, Jen?
I think you hit it right on the head. It is about healing. It's about realignment with all of universe, and to know that, you know, it's not just healing for us, and healing for us is ridiculously important. But I believe there's a level of serving spirit, and the healing needs a spirit as well, so that spirit has a chance to say, "I love you." Spirit has a chance to say, "You know what? I didn't leave you. Please stop worrying," and or maybe "I'm sorry," or "I'll see you soon." I think there's a level that when we act as mediums and we serve as mediums, that we're not just serving the people here and allowing for healing to take place here, but also for those who have crossed and anything that they feel like they need to tidy up or take care of, or just to express love.
Okay, Jen and John, we actually have a caller from Florida, Carol. Carol, are you with us?
Yes, hi. Hi, Jen. Hi, John. Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
It's nice to hear your voice. The show is beautiful.
So, Carol, you wanted to share a story?
Yeah, you know, when my mom was in hospice, my niece and nephew were younger, and we were just sitting on the bed with her, and there's that moment of where they just understand things and they're still awake. So I asked my mom, I said, "Mom, who are you with? Who are you, you know, who do you see?" And she said, "My dad." And I said, "Okay." And then she said, "God is here." I said, "Okay." And I said, "Well, what does God want his family of humanity to know?" And my mom, her appearance changed, just like she transfigured. Her voice was totally different. It wasn't male or female. And she said, "Live your life. You have everything you need. All is well, and be happy." And then she just kind of went back into sleep.
That's a beautiful story.
That's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
That's incredible.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You know, You know, there's a Course in Miracles that I love to study, and one of the things in a Course in Miracles is that everything that you could possibly want or need that's real, you already have it. And so, of course, then the question is, what is real? Okay. What is real is that you're a holy divine spirit. God's passionately in love with you, okay? And that you can't die. You've always been here, and you always will be here. So that's what's real. So that which is real can never be threatened. That which is unreal does not exist. Okay, back to Jen. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm doing good, John. I love listening to you talk. That was perfect.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. What is the date? Give us the date in May when all the meetings are going to get together at your church, Jen.
It is May 15th. It's a Tuesday.
Okay. Well, if I can, will be there with all the meetings.
Yes.
Hello.
Jen, as a minister of the Unity Church, can you tell us a little bit about the connection between the Unity Church and spiritualism and mediumship and healing? Because we know, of course, that spiritualist churches give that, you know, people, the ministers give wonderful messages from our loved ones in spirit. They offer proof of life, and they also offer healings. Now, tell us about the Unity Church.
The Unity Church, can you hear me all right? Because all of a sudden they're scratching. Are we okay?
There's a problem with the line.
Okay. Are we okay now?
Go ahead. Yes.
All right. So the Unity Church and the Spiritualist Church have same roots. It's really, really similar philosophies. Their people started off the same. A gentleman named Charles Fillmore is credited with starting Unity,
And he started Unity at a time when there was some talk and some investigation into fraudulent mediumship. So the mediumship aspect of allowing for knowledge of spirit and healing was left off of that service when it was formed. So there's a lot of healing involved, a lot of understanding of affirmations, a lot of understanding that we are all from the same essence of light. The mediumship is not part of the service, but it is expressed in times other than the service, like when we do the open demonstrations of mediumship there. But the healing is just off the charts. So it's a little bit different take of the service, but really the principles of allowing us to understand God in our own way, in our own fashion, are all present. It's the understanding that healing and affirmations and the way we live our life show that light of creation, and that we can show it as much as we receive it. I mean, all of that is the same across the board, whether you're talking unity or spiritualism, or just about anything else for that matter. Does that answer the question for you?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much, because I know that, you know, you've had different mediums served down at the church, as you mentioned. You have, is it the 8 medium once or a couple times
yeah.
a year?
Evening mm-hmm. of- yeah, and then there's quite a few, like Colleen Vanderzijden and Celeste Elliott and Kim Kelleher, and we've all done demonstrations
Brett.
Together. At, yeah.
Yes, and
yeah.
so to remind everybody, you have your church services, what is it, every Sunday at 10 a.m., 10:30 a.m.?
11 at Unity.
Oh, how nice for the late sleepers. And then here at Lilydale, of course, we have three spiritualist churches, two on the grounds and one right off the grounds. We have the Fellowship of the Spirit, which is the Assembly Hall at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. The National Church and the Healing Temple also at 10:30. And then, Church of the Living Spirit is in the Assembly Hall, and Fellowship of the Spirit is right off the grounds on Dale Drive with the pretty purple awning, and that's at 6:30 p.m. So at all of these spiritualist church services, we have a message from the minister, and then we have messages from beyond for...
Yeah.
You know, and healings. And Jen, and how does the Unity Church service look?
It's a lot of, we greet each other. You do there's a message, a lesson, I guess, meditation. There's a healing offered, and a couple different times in different ways during the service. There's a peace circle always. And a lot of sharing, because people right from the congregation get to share moments. They're called light shining moments. So ways in which they recognize spirit working in their lives through the week, the congregation has an opportunity to share with each other as well. So I always found that part really cool to let everybody just share their views and their recognition of spirit.
Beautiful. Now, Jen, we have one more minute, and we'd like to know your website. What is your website for our listeners?
It's boltsoflove.com, so that's easy to remember, or jenshepherd.com.
Okay, thank you, Jen, for being with us tonight. Okay.
Thank you so much, John, for inviting me. This has been great.
God bless you. Okay. Thanks, Jen. Speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, so you've been listening to Journeys of Light coming to you from Lilydale. Remember, it's possible to be lonely, but it's impossible to be alone. If you knew who walked beside you at all times, it would literally blow your mind. So on behalf of Joyce and John here at Lilydale, God bless you. And be well.